Okay, today's daf is Kedushin daf Ayin Aleph. We are on Ayin Amabez. We continue the Agarata and the Chazals related to Yichus and who you're allowed to marry. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mashra Hishchina on the Miyuchasos B'Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Amar Bichalbo, three lines from the bottom on Ayin Amabez. Kasha Gerim LeYisrael Kesapachas. Gerim are difficult to the Jewish people, like a sapachas, like a growth. A sapachas is a type of negat saras. So sapachas, shenemar v'nilva hager aleihem, a ger will accompany you, v'nisbechu al beis Yaakov. K'sif havachem nisbechu, v'k'sif hasam laseis v'la sapachas. So that's why you know it says by saras that it's a sapachas. So here's the lashon of v'nisbechu. So what exactly does that mean? They are like a sapachas. So maybe it's in the, I don't know if it's the top one in Shas, but Tosas gives six answers to what the pshat is. What does it mean? Kashem gerim kesapachas. So verse Tosas quotes Rashi here. Rashi says on the bottom of the page, Kashem gerim she'enam zehirin b'mitzvos. They're not as careful in mitzvos. V'haragilim etzlam nimshachim etzlam v'lamdim imnaseihim. They're not as zahir as others, and therefore people might learn from them. People might learn from them. Tosas quotes that as two different pshatim. Tosas quotes Rashi says they're not baki mitzvahs and they bring peronis because of that. And number two, people learn from them. But either way, that's Rashi. Then Tosas continues and says, Yesh befarshim, lefisha kol Yisrael arevim zalazeh. Even if you don't learn from them, we're responsible for them. Kol Yisrael arevim zalazeh. Right? That's the basis. The Ritva says in Brachas, says in Rosh Hashanah, the basis for the principle of Yatza Motzi. Even if I've done a mitzvah already, I can make the bracha for you, even though, you know, how can I make the bracha? I make Kiddush in Shul. I heard Shofar in Shul. Now you have to hear Shofar. I can make the bracha for you. How can I make the bracha for you? I was ready Yotzei HaMitzvah. Says the Ritva, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh. If your chiyuv is not fulfilled, I'm still responsible, meaning I have achrayas on you. So here too, if a ger doesn't have air, then I'm responsible. So the Tosfos says, V'lav Milsahi. This is a big discussion in the Rishonim here, whether gerim are bechlal arvus. Right, when we went into Eretz Yisrael, that's when Arvus took over. So what about a ger? So that's a big discussion in all the Rishonim here. So Tosfos says, no. V'lav Milsahi. Talonus Arvu b'shvil ha-gerim. Kishakiblu ha-Torah. Right, it's that they weren't, they're not included. Kedamrina Besota. Nimsa l'kol echad v'yisol. Sheish b'yos elav v'gibol alaf in v'tof kun brisos. Shekulan shenis Arvu. Zem b'zeh. Amalonus Arvu m'na gerim. Shavi har b'irur aval eitam. The Arvu was not included. So therefore, they're not included in Arvus. But that was a potential next shot. The Kaisal are Raven, and therefore we're responsible. The Ish Befarshim, the Kashin Girim, Lisokas Abachas, the Visha Hizrak, and Sprecho, Alem Bechavdal, and Makomos. Or it says on the sign, Lamed Vav Makomos. There are 36 times it says in the Torah, don't take advantage of Girim. And it's so hard not to. So hard, they're so vulnerable. It's so easy to take advantage of them. So again, that's why it's difficult for us. The Ish Befarshim, the Visha Idea Girim, Yisrael Bagalus. And why is that? Because it says in Psachim, why Yisrael Mufizar Machalaratzos, Yosef Sharav the Kachavim, Shkdeshi Tosfu Aleim Gerim. Kabbalistically, many of the Sfarim talk about how there are sparks in Galus, and our job in Galus is to bring out the sparks and bring them close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're supposed to be in Galus to be able to inspire the Gerim. So again, all of these, that's already a different pshat. The first three pshatim were that they act negatively. So that's why it's bad for us. And then the next pshatim were maybe there's more of a cosmic reason. It makes it more difficult for us, or it's our job to inspire them. Finally, go to the first skinny line on Ayin Aleph and Aleph in the Tosfos. Rav Avram Ger Piresh Avraham. Right, Avraham is maybe took on the name Avraham Ger Piresh. Lefisha Gerin Bekin BeMitzvus Umedaktekim Bahem. Kashem Heim Liyisrael Kesapachas. No, the opposite. Really, they're more careful in mitzvahs than Jews from birth. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees us next to them. To be told, Kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mazker Avodaseh Shal Yisrael Kesheinos in Ritzona. Right, I once heard many years ago from Rabbi Franz. My friend says that sometimes we have a Baal Tshuva over at our house for Shabbos, and we're about to say something, and they say, isn't that Lashon Hara? Isn't that inappropriate? Aren't we not supposed to do that on Shabbos? And sometimes we're in the middle of something, and they point it out to us because we're jaded by many years, and they have a certain new outlook. That's the same idea here, that they're more medaktik on mitzvahs, and therefore it makes us look bad. So it's Avram Ger says that as the positive. Chas v'shalom, we don't assume any Baalei Tosfos are not being objective, but he gives that pshat. Okay, so those are all a number of pshatim. What does it mean? Kashim Gerim Liyisrael Kisapachas.
His chapter fits in well with Moshe about Shulam.
Makoshabali Tshuva Omden. Right, that fits in well better to that that line. They had to overcome. They had to overcome to get there. Right, the Rambam says that maybe a lot of them aren't Megayer for the right reasons. Maybe that's what Kosher Lizokas Apachas, the end of the 13th parak of Yisurei Biyah. Jeruben Choshen Bishvil Davar Umatin Es Yisrael V'Kasha Davar Lifosh Beyem Achash Es Gairu. That's the Rambam. Okay. Let's continue. There is one shuv I wanted to mention of the of Rav Moshe. So we're talking about Geir and Geir Mamitiyim and Geir Lo Mamitiyim. The is a big discussion of Geirus Rav Moshe has of non-orthodox conversions. You know, how do you, we're talking about whether the Geirus is true or not, then their effect. Rav Moshe has a number of tshuvas. He has one here in Chelek, this is Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Samach, written in the 1950, where he talks about Devar Geirus, Ashahaya, Eitzel Rabbi, Conservativi, Shalohaya, Bekabalas, Bezos, Karoi, Vehitbila, Lohaisel, Lefne Bezin, Lefne Nesheim. So Rav Moshe writes here and other places that a Geirus, a non-orthodox Geirus, is not a Geirus, period. It's not a Bezos, it's not a Geirus, they're non-Jewish. They're not Jewish. He writes in very strong words. Pashut shahageirus ein aklum. To a kabbalas mitzvahs ma'akev ageirus. V'yafilu kibel kol dini ha-Torah chutz midavar echad ma'akev. V'gam tzorach shatei kabbalas mitzvahs b'fnei gimel. U'ma'akev afilu b'diavad. We discussed that a few days ago. Last week it came up. What needs Bezdin? The tefillah, the kabbalas mitzvahs we discussed there. Tosfos and Rashi. V'chein be'atzam yesh lefakmik al ageirus. Yesh ar rabbanim. Shemekablin. Ha'anan sadi shebruban. She'en mekablin ha-mitzvahs. Right, as an Anan Sadi, it's clear that they're not keeping the mitzvahs, but the Hoyekiyach so far, just look at what their life is. V'gam shlotei adifa mibala ha-Yehudi shen is gairu b'shvilo, shehi roa shagam hu machal Shabbos u'mufkal abri yisurim. Sefer says, all of these, Ramosha is clear, these are not considered gairus. V'ne be'elu shem is gairu shlo lo shem shemayim, u'ban ha-makilun ladun mikoch t'rem shem alev, v'adi yishlachu shiachzru behem, v'chen afla mekilun zor shikalu mitzvahs mamish, you have to have actual Kabbalah mitzvahs, but Ramosha writes that in a number of shuvas that he does not think that any of these geirim are really geirim. So that's what one has to make sure, that there's a proper bezdin by geirus. Well, not all bati dinim are and should be involved in geirus. You know, specific bati dinim should be appointed and involved. Okay, let's continue. By Ketanim, Rav Moshe has tshuva. It's about, is it a real, it's a schus for them to be begayer them. The question is it really a schus? If they're not going to be shomer Torah mitzvahs, then it's not a schus, because it's better not to be shomer Torah mitzvahs when somebody's non-Jewish. You're only not doing 7 mitzvahs. You're not doing 613 mitzvahs. So that's another major area that Rav Moshe discusses. Okay, but that's in terms of Geirim. Now let's continue. Amar Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina, Kshekodesh Baruch Hu Metahir Shvatim, when Hashem in the future is going to purify. What is betar? Rashi says means miyachsam. What is going to be miyaches? The shvatim shifto shalevi betar tchila. Sheva Levi is going to go first. That's who's going to be betar first. Shneamar v'yashav mitzareif u'mitaher. The mitzareif, the purifier, will sit and purify. Betar kasef v'tiras bnei Levi v'zika kokab kizab uka kasef v'hayul Hashem magisha bitcha bitztaka. So you see that pasuk is referring to bnei Levi. They're going to be the first ones. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be miyaches. Amar Bishua ben Levi kasef. Mitahir mamzerim. Shneimar v'yashem mitzarif v'mitar kesef. What does that mean? So Rashi explains that, let's say you have a mamzer that has a lot of money. So people, even though they're usually not going to marry them, they're going to marry them in that case. And eventually they're going to get, nobody's going to know that they're a mamzer. They're going to get mixed into the Jewish people. And that's what we're going to learn. And as we already learned, kibbut d'nitzvu nitzvu. Once they're hidden and mixed in, so then already they're finished. We're not going to be megala them. And therefore, so that's kesef, which is what saves them. It's the riches that save them. So, my magishe mincha b'tztaka, what does that mean? Am Rebbe Yitzchak, tztaka asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, shemishpacha shenitma anitma. Tztaka b'nei Yisrael does, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does with b'nei Yisrael, that, you know, once a family gets mixed in, it gets mixed in. B'pashtus, and this is how Rashi understands it, we just had a machlokas. Well, just on Machlokas. Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Betar Shvatim, he's going to do Sheva Levi first. Ma'ashba, he's going to stand up, he's going to be Miyaches. This family is kosher, this family is pasul. And then comes along Rabbi Shuben Levi and says, no, Kasav is Tar Mamzerim and Kiva the Nitmu Nitmu. It's already a different type of feel. That don't worry, once they're mixed in, they're mixed in. So is HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to be Miyaches them or not? So that seems to be a Machlokas, and that's how Rashi seems to understand it. The Pnei Yeshua, though, says maybe there's a Chilak, there's no Machlokas. Maybe the Chilak is between different type of psulim. We're going to learn there's a special din about Suffolk Mamzer. Right, part of the din of not marrying a mamzer is mamzer vaday asur rachmana, mamzer safik lo asur rachmana. We're going to have that on future dafim. So it says that Yeshua, maybe Reb Shua ben Levi is talking about mamzerim dafka, kesem entire mamzerim. While the earlier shita, Reb Chama bar Chanin, is talking about other psulim. So other psulim, which don't have that special din, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be miyachis. That's one chilek. The makne has a different chilek. Fascinating. O nira the ish l'chalek, different types of mamzerim. Mamzerim al yedei kiddushin. Mamzerim al yedei kiddushin, meaning a mamzer because a man lived with an ancient zish. So there, Kadosh Baruch Hu could leave it alone. Why? The Yocho Hashem Yisbarach Latar Lagamrei. Why? To Hayesh Koch Miyad Chachamim Lafkiya Kiddushin. If Chachamim could uproot a Kiddushin, Kedarmina Bekama Dukhti, to Yifgiru Kesef Kiddushin. If Chazal could uproot a marriage, Kol Shekei Sheish Ben Kadosh Baruch Hu Lafkiya Kiddushin. So surely Kadosh Baruch Hu can, Shenemar, Liya Kesef Liya Zahav. Vigomer. Kadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of the money, besides everything else. So if the Chachamim could uproot a marriage, so Hashem. So if it's a mamzer, the kiddushin, so Kadosh Baruch Hu could uproot the marriage somehow, and he could say she wasn't an ancient zish, therefore it's not really a mamzer. So that's why those are the mamzerim that could stay. Maybe that's even included in kesev izav mitar mamzerim. Maybe in that line, it's even included in that the kesev is going to be mitar, because Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to change the kesev. Aval mamzer shuha yidei kurva could go on bito vachoso yefshal latar poseh. V'tzarach lavarim and akshirim will be mayor. But the first mandamer is talking about mamzer ma yidei kurva because of a relative, so nothing to do about that. Nothing to do about that, and therefore, that's where, that's the first opinion in the Gemara. So, pashtus, there's a machlokas, but we have the Pnei Yeshua and the Makneh. What exactly is the tztaka Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing? Right, it says by Kishav Echav it's stuck up, meaning it's going above and beyond. According to this chat that he just said, it's not going above and beyond. Right, this is exactly he's being mafkir the kedusha, but is that it's stuck up? So again, says the Makna Yesh Lafarish. Maybe this is the tztaka, because originally when each psul goes into the kal, so we can say batel barov. Say bittul barov. We discussed a few days ago. Can you say bittul barov by people? But let's say you can. So every time you have a psul that goes in, you say kabbat barov and call the parsh miruba parsh. But after so many generations that they're nisariv zebazeh, it could be that the rov is going to be psulim. Could be the rov is going to be psulim, and therefore you might say you can't say batel barov anymore. If you have a certain number of trei franks and you keep throwing them in until there's more trei franks, you say batel barov. If you know there was rov problems now, but still. What do you say here? It works. Why? Because you say kama kama batal. Every time one falls in, it's batal, and now it's no longer a treif at all. Right? Kama kama v'lomrina chozer v'neir. You don't say it's chozer v'neir as we say in Yerodea sometime. And that's the stock HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. You don't say chozer v'neir, you say kama kama batal. So this is a very important principle, Akiva de Nitma Nitma. It came up a little bit. You gotta put all these dafim together. When are you a Megala and when are you not Megala? Says the Ron here, Adav Lamed Abar Aleph Mikan Nireh Sha'af Bizman Hazeh Mishpacha Shenitma Anitma Klomar Misha Yodea Psula Eina Rashay Legalosa. Even if somebody knows a psul, you're not allowed to be megala it. El Yani Chena Becheskas Akshera. You leave for Becheskas Kashrus. Ula Asilavo Ava Bishi Yodea Hadavati Akshera. Even though you know it's going to be kosher, that's going to be the halacha. If it's hidden, the psul disappears. Umihu Efshar Legalosa Litznu Efshar Sheroy Legalosa Litznuin. Maybe to Tznuin. Maybe privately he could reveal it. Kedei Shlo Yidbeku Bahen Ava Bishim Hayu Dvekim Bahen Below Yedia Lo Hayasha Misar Klau. Aval mepnei she'ein azera muchan lekdusha ulatara kosher adavar legalosam litznuin. So what's the balance? The Ron's trying to say it's mutter, you shouldn't, you don't have to, you should megala litznuin. So Rav Moshe writes, pre or post marriage. Pre or post marriage, at least by mamzeris. Rav Moshe writes in a very important shuv in Eben Ezer, chelek dalid, simen tes, oz gimel. Says Rav Moshe, the psul of a mamzer, the isser of marrying a mamzer, says Rav Moshe, is an isser chasnus for one who knows. That's how Rav Moshe formulates it, and based on the Ran. He says, Lafi zeh, avala ein yodin, shehu evenu mamzer, ein shum isser, v'lo havi ka'over b'shogeg ba'ones. It's not like shogeg. No, if you don't know, it's not usser. Skipping a few lines, Lafi zeh, mashachilik mikol yisurin hu, shebechol ha'yisurin, hevei etzem achaticha v'hamaisa levada isser. If I'm a Kohen, I'm married a Grusha, so that's usser. It doesn't matter whether I know she's a Grusha or not. If I end up finding out she's a Grusha 2 years from now, I have to divorce her. Because I didn't know, because it's an Isser Maisa. V'lachin b'chalofa shenasa Isser. Achlein yin ocean leiv pater. But if you did it by accident, you're not going to get punished. Avo b'mamzer havi yediya chelik b'ha Isser. Shaha his chasnus, v'ha his karvus, mamzerus, v'avdus b'kashrus, hu ha Isser. V'lo etzem ha ish. Ukshalo yada shehu mamzer ve'eved ve'nosei b'cheskas kasher ve'nimsa. Once you married her and you didn't know, there was nothing wrong with that. You didn't do anything wrong. Nimsa shehaisa ha'hischasrus b'kasher sherus b'kasher zelo nesar. That's not a problem. That's for Moshe. And therefore, beforehand, before they did it, before they got married, if you want to say something, there's what to talk about. But once they're married, for sure not, because they didn't do anything wrong if there was no Yediyah. So that's for Moshe, based on this, based on the Ran. Again, this is a major issue in the poskim in general. What are you allowed to? What do you have an obligation to be Megala? Let's say somebody's a doctor, and they know that there's a certain, the chasen of the Kala has a certain problem that maybe will affect their ability to have children. Does the doctor have an obligation to say a prospective chasen or a Kala? Very serious issues. There's also, you don't want to be Malshin. You know, if you, what, this boy, this girl's never going to get married? Right? So then it's a big balance that we have to realize what is allowed to say, what is allowed to say, and what is obligated to say. You know, there might be a balance. If there's something, there's an obligation. If you know this person has a, you know, a certain problem, maybe there's an obligation to say it al pi halacha. So again, that's what one has to ask poskim for. Okay, let's continue two dots. Gufa, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, as we had, Kol Haaretz is Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, Kol Haaretz Yisrael, Yisrael Bavo. As we had yesterday, all lands are Isa, are dough, are mixed up, are on a lower level in terms of Yichus to Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael to Bavo. Bavo is the highest level because Ezra Sofer took all the Psulim with him. He made Rebbe Bikshu Lahasos Bavel Isa Eretz Yisrael. In the times of Rebbe, they tried to make Bavel Isa to Eretz Yisrael, meaning they wanted to treat Eretz Yisrael on the highest level, not to do any checks there. But people came for Bavel, they wanted a check. So Amar Laham, Rebbe says, Kotsamatem Asimili, Bein Einai. You're trying to put thorns in my eyes. I'm trying to put thorns in my eyes. Rashi quotes, because Rebbe was from Mishpachas Bavel Haya. Right? He was, that's what he was saying. What's the, I know Bavel has pure lineage. You know, Rebbe Chida Bar Chama will deal with you. Nitzvah Yibachar Rebbe Chida Bar Chama. Amar Lahem, he says, no. Kabuko Banim, Rebbe Yishmael, Rebbe Yossi. Shem Rebbe Shem Aviv. Rebbe Yossi says, Kala Rosso, Zizel, Rebbe Yisrael, Rebbe Yisrael, Yisrael, Bavel. So, this is the Metzias. Again, he says it. Amar Lahem Lavadav, Rebbe Pinchas. Says to his servants, I'm about to give a shir. I'm about to say two things in a shir. But right after I say them, Tluni Barisa Varutsu, pick me up in on a platform and race out with me, because people are going to be very upset about what I say. So you better get me out right away, because the crowds, before the crowds start bothering me and badgering me with questions. Ki ayos, when he went into the base medrash, Amar Lahem, Ein Shechita L'Open HaTorah. He says one statement, there's no shechita by a birdman at Torah. He said something that required a lot of thought, so therefore they'll be focusing on the first statement, so they won't realize really what he said in the second statement. So that's what he said, ain't shechita l'open Torah. Right, is the din of shechita by a bird, a din to araisa, or a din to rabbanan. That's a machlokas in the Gemara, it's a machlokas we've shown him. The Rambam paskins, it is da araisa. First halacha nil shechita, but there's a man that says, ain't l'shechita open Torah. So after he said that, Adi Yasvi v'kamayniba, as the shear was being ma'ayanated, Amar Luhu, he says, also, Kolaratos Yisrael Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael Yisrael Bavel. And then all of a sudden, Natzlu Barisa V'rasu. They took him out, because they didn't want anybody to bother him about that statement. Ratzer Acharav Elohu Yuhu, they tried to run after him, and they didn't reach him. But, once that's true, Yashvu Batku. So they said, Eretz Yisrael doesn't have proper yichus, therefore they said, we better start checking. So they started checking, actually Gila Sakana, until they came to a Sakana, because there were serious issues, and it was a Sakana that so many families were being, or being revealed to passel even dangerous families. Actually, Zroa Rashi says, Upirsha, therefore they stopped. They started doing such research, and they relied on certain chazakos.
This is
in
Eretz Yisrael?
This is, they tried to make, right, they tried to make Eretz Yisrael Isil. Rebbe Pinchas, yeah, I think so. Rebbe Pinchas, right, I think it was in Eretz Yisrael. Rebbe Yochanan, Hechala! Hechala's Lashon Shvua. By the Hechal, Biyadenuhi, we really have in our power to be Megalus or Msulim. Avama asked, what am I supposed to do? Sharikdoli Ador Nitzmuba. You have even wonderful families that are Nitzma, and therefore people don't know the Psulim. I'm not going to say. Savalak Rabbi Yitzchak, then Rabbi Yitzchak, Mishpacha Shnitzva Nitzva. That's what he felt. Amar Rabbi Yafanan Amitanino. We also learned this concept in Mishnah in Maseches Idios. What does the Mishnah say? Mishpacha say Beis HaTzrifa, Haisim Eber HaYardein. There was a Beis HaTzrifa family in Eber HaYardein. V'richka Ben Sion Bizroa. And really, they were a kosher family. But Ben Sion, which was a very forceful family, they were Marchik, and they announced that they were Psulim. But really, it wasn't true. Oda Cheres Haisa, and there was another family, Vakirva Ben Sion Bezroa, and Ben Sion, who was also a forceful family, he was Bekari them. He said, they're not possible. You can be allowed to marry them. Allowed to marry them. So says the Gemara Kagon, Elu, like these type, this is to continue a quote from that Mishnah. Like these types of families, Elio, Balatami, Latar, Laracha, Gulakariv. These that everybody knew and it was public and it was wrong. So Elio and Avi is going to, be Makariv them, be Matar them. Kagonil of Diyad, that only these that people know about. Aval Mishpacha, Shnitma, Nitma. But a Mishpacha that, once it got mixed in, it got mixed in. There's a amazing diyuk of the Rambam on this mission in Idyas, Pirsha Mishnayis. What does the Mishnah say? So there was a family, Beis Sirfa, in Srifa, in Avar Yardin, that Betzion was Marchik. There was another family that Betzion was Marchik. It doesn't say the name of the second family. It only says the name of the first family. Beis HaTzrefa, it was Marchik, but they shouldn't have. But the other family, they were Makarev, and they shouldn't have. So why doesn't it name the name them? Why doesn't it name the that family? Says the Rambam, the Hisbonain al Hisrachus haChachamim Yilashon Hara. See how much the Rambam says people, the Chacham, stay away from Lashon Hara. Ki afal pi shem yodin shtei mishpachos, they knew the two families' names. Hiskiru azu shenasa l'ha'avel b'shma. They only mentioned the one that the was victimized, meaning the kosher family that was a Muruchak. Va'osa shaisa psula be'emes, va'asta ben Sion k'sheira lo pirsimuha ela amru va'odacheres haisa shem. So, Buda doesn't mention the name, because the Chazal wanted to keep away from Lashon Hara. Tana. Oda, Cheres, Haisav, Lorasa, Chacham, Lagalosa, there was another one that was Pasul, Chacham didn't want to reveal it. Avo, Chacham, and Moser, Rosal, Beneihem, Lotamideyem, they tell their students and their children privately, Pamachas, B'Shavua, once is every 7 years, from the Pamayim, B'Shavua, twice every 7 years, even though just privately and every once in a while, they've secretly told their kids, maybe, you know, this family is not the best family, they had a Pasul in them, but to the general populace, they would not reveal it. Amr, Avnachon, Bar Yitzchak, Mistavar, Kamandar, Pamachas, B'Shavua, it makes sense only once every 7 years, not twice, meaning even less. Kedatanya, because the Tosefta says, Hareini Nazir, Imlo Agalem Mishpachos. So if somebody says, I'm a Nazir if I don't reveal families. So we say to him, it's such a bad thing to reveal families, so, Yehei Nazir, Vlo Agalem Mishpachos. Right, even though, the Mepharshim explained, it's controversial somewhat whether a Nazir is a good thing or a bad thing. We mentioned a number of times the Mesechas Nazir, the Machlokas Ramam Ramban, right? Why do you bring the carbon Nazir? The Chatos at the end, is it because, you know, you Mitzar yourself from Yayin, or is it because you're not keeping being a Nazir, like the Ramban says? Right, so it's, even though you have that controversy, still here you say be a Nazir. Because it's worse to be Megala families. And because it's so bad, that's how you know it must be only once every 7 years, the Omagala. Not twice every 7 years. Same person talking. Shame ben, and not the same person, but same topic discussed about 7 years. Shame ben Arba Osios, the four letter name of Hashem. Chachamim Mosrin Osolo Talmideyem, Pamach B'Shavua. The Chachamim gave it over to their students once every 7 years. Vamila Pamayim B'Shavua. And some say twice every 7 years. Amar Avnachman Bar Yitzchak, Mistavar Kamanda Amar Pamach B'Shavua, only once every 7 years. Tichsiv, it says, Zeshmi Lo'olam, says in Shmos, Hashem tells Moshe, this is my name forever. But La'olam Ksiv, it's spelled without the Vav, so you can read it La'olam, hidden. Hidden means it should always be hidden, so at most, once every 7 years. What does it mean they gave over the name of four Osios? What's so hard about giving it over? No, it's written down, it's in the Siddur, everybody look at it. So Rashi says, no, Kriyaso, Viksivaso, Upirusho. I mean, okay, anybody can read it and write it, but it's Pirush. What it means and what it stands for, that's what was given over. Rava Sarva the Mishnah. If Pirkei Rava once wanted to give Shir and Darshan it, Amrlei Husaba, no way. La'olam Ksiv, it says, you can't give Shir on it, it has to be hidden. Rabbi Avina Rami, Ravina says, ask the contradiction. Ksiv, Zeshmi, this is my name, Hashem tells Moshe, Ksiv, Zezichri, this is how you mention me, Zezichri, this is how you remember me. So what's the difference? Zeshmi La'olam, Zezichri La'dardar, Amr Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lok Shani Nechtav Ani Nikra. I am not written and read in the same way. Nechtav Ani B'Yud He, Yud Ke Vav Ke, that's how Hashem, the name is written. V'Nikra B'Alef Dalas. And it is written, Aleph, it is read, Aleph Dalas. We say Ado. We don't say Yud Ke Vav Ke. So that's the difference between Kriya and Ksiva. Says the Maharsha on this, what does it mean? What's the symbolism of the different names? So says the Marsha, amazing. Where are we? V'hakavana. Olam hazeh. Olam hazeh. Oh, let's just, did I see the next line? That v'blasilavo is going to go back. We didn't get there yet. Oh, let's just do the Marsha first. Says the Marsha, v'hakavana. Ki ba'olam hazeh. Amrina ba'alma dayna ba'olam hazeh. In this world, we're going to read it and write it in different ways. We write it, Yudke Vavke, we read it, Ado. That's only in Olam Hazeh, but not Olam Haba. Why? What's the symbolism? Vakavanaki. Olam Hazeh has Midas Hadin with Midas Harachamim. And therefore, the Kadosh Baruch Hu had to do that to create the world. But, therefore, Alkin Aksiva Shem Harachamim, that's how you write it. Yudke Vavke is Rachamim, but Ado, saying that name, Ado, and then Noi, is Shem Hadin. That's Din. Well, Asa Lavo, we're going to read it as it's written, which is all Yudke Vavke, which is all Rachamim. Why is Ado Din? I know it's Ado is Din. So he says, Ado, Aleph symbolizes Rosh Hashanah, the first day of the year. The Yud symbolizes Yom Kippur, the 10th day, and in the middle you have Din. The Sarisime Tshuva. Aleph and Yud with Din in the middle. Those as Din, and that's what this world has to have a balance of Din and Rachamim. You couldn't have both. Lasa Lava, and that's why you read it one way, and you write it the other way. And that's what he says. What's the Pasuk in Tanakh that refers to Sarisime Tshuva? Dirshu Hashem. When you darshan Hashem, when you try to focus on what you should be focusing on in this world, behimatso, as it's found, as it's written. That's what you should be focusing on, the Yudke Vavke, because you know you should try to focus on the Rachamim. But Kira'uhu, how do you read it? So Rabioso Karov, exactly what that last one means, a little more difficult to fit in. Karuba Yosa Karov, but you try to read it, what's Karov to you, what you want it to be, and that's the ultimate is you want. It's Din, but you want it. What's no Olam Habits? Are you going to read it? Yudke Vavke. You read it Yudke Vavke. Kira'u. So I guess Kira'u. Yosa Karov. You hope by Lasa Lava. You're going to read it like that too. That's what you're davening for. But either way, that's the Marsha here about what the Ado, the Aleph and the Yud with the Din in the middle. Okay, that is the Marsha. The Biur Chasidus L'Shas, 2 days in a row. He says Lo Kshani Nechta Vani Nikra. He says why? He says Ain Kol Asaga B'Tfisa V'Hashem Yisbach. We cannot really understand the Kaddish Baruch Hu, except we say Ado. Ado, which is Adon, means he's our master. Raki Ein Melech B'Lo Am. So that's how we relate to him in this world. That's why we have to say Ado. V'Ha'Adnus Negremes Ayedena Mamish. That's why we could call him that. But La'Asilavo, we're going to realize the real Mahus of the Kaddish Baruch Hu as much as we can, and therefore it's going to be Yudke Vavke. That's what we're going to say. We're going to say Ado now because that's how we relate to him. Ein Melech B'Lo Am. But La'Asilavo is going to be Yudke Vavke. Okay, continue. Tan Rabbanan. Barishona Shem Ben Shem Esriosi Yosayim Esriosi Zalchal Adam. They used to give the 12 letter name to everyone. Misharabu Afritzin. When the priests and those who wouldn't use it properly became many, and they only gave it to Tznuim Shepekahuna. But Tznuim Shepekahuna, and even those Tznuim, Mavlinoso Binimas Achim Akonim. When did they say it? They said it during Duchening, and while their brethren, the other Kohanim, who weren't as Tsanua, they used to be Marech in the words of Birchas Kohanim, they used to say it in an undertone during that time. So Rashi says that's what they used to say. The Marsha says that Bavonoseinu Harabim, you know, so many people talk about the Shemus of Hashem nowadays, and it's inappropriate. I don't know why they do it. It should only be given to a Chacham. Moda Rabba Mecha Muchzekas LaOsan Darshanim BeRabim BeDoroseinu BeSod Hashemu Pirusho BeKamet Sirufim VeYosher Mehema Imhem Dvarim Shinin Imsarim Lahem MiPichacham UMitalmid Eino Hagin LaHavin Advarim Al Kol Ikaron. So he says, if I had Vegam Im Aisher Cheli Avatlinei. He says nobody should be talking about Shemos of Hashem in public. It's not the depths of Shem Hashem is not meant to be talked about in a shir, says the Marsha. Tanya, Amar Bitarfon, Pamacha Delisi Acharacha Imiluduchin. The poskim say Rav Tarfon was a Kohen, and when he was a Katan, obviously if he was old he would be duchening himself. When he was a Katan, he went up after his mother's brother, who was also a Kohen, Ladochin, Vitesi Azi, it's a Kohen Gadol, and I listened closely to the Kohen Gadol, Vashemati, Shevli Hashem, B'nei Mazachim, HaKohenim, and I listened closely to try to hear the Shem Hashem that was being swallowed up in what the Kohenim were saying. The Tosas Rid asks Akasha, he doesn't answer it, he says, what kind of 12-letter name were they saying? Don't they have to say the Psukim from Naso? And there it just says Yudke Vavke. What kind of name, 12-letter name were they saying? I have to say what it says in the Torah, it's a Pasuk. So the Yad Ramah suggests that maybe the 12-letter name is just Yudke Vavke 3 times. So maybe they're just saying it. They're saying what it says in the Torah. They're just saying it in triplicate. Saying a triplicate, and therefore would it be a problem. Others say maybe there was a triple, three names of Hashem, Yudke Vavke, Aleph Hey Yud Hey, different names, but either way, that's the Har of the Tosas Rit. I'm Rabbi Yudah Marav, Shem Ben Arbaam Shemosios, the 42-letter name of Hashem, which we don't know really what it is. Some say it's from the beginning of Shemos to... it's from the beginning of Bereishis to Tov Avohu. There are different pshatim exactly what it is. But either way, it's a 42-letter name. And most of us know me. You only give it over to somebody who is Sanua Va'anav Omid V'chatzi Yamav. Somebody who's already had half his lifespan. He has life experiences under his belt. Ve'ino Kaweis. He doesn't get angry. Why is that? Ve'ino Mishtakir. He doesn't get drunk. Ve'ino Maman Abidosav. And he has good midos. He's patient. So what? Was that just because he has midos Tovos? Rashi says no. He's patient. He doesn't get angry. Therefore, he's not going to use it. It's not going to use it inappropriately, specifically. Chol hayodo, the hizir bo, somebody who knows it and is careful about it. Vamashamro betara, ahuv lamala, v'nechman lamata, he's loved above and he's beloved below. V'imasim utalas alabrios, and naturally his aim will be on people. V'nochel shnei olamim, ha'olam hazeh, v'olam haba. Right, it's wonderful if you know it and you don't, and you use it properly. Says the Rashba in Tshuva in Chelek Aleph Simen Reish Chaf. What does it mean if you know it? It means if you know the pnimius of it. It doesn't just mean you stam know the name. Avol Masha Amru She Yibiyodo Shu Av Lamala V'Nechma Lamala Lamata B'Birur. Surely Nirish Lonemru Dvarim El B'Mishi Yodea Sodo V'Yodea Lachavin El Hakodesh Pnima Shu Romeze Love K'Mishi Eni Yodea El Kriyaso Lavad V'Eni Yodea El Kibbutz HaOsios V'Nikudan. You only know how to read it. Wonderful, you can read this. Anybody can read. He says, V'Yasa Ma'isa. Then you use it. So then you're not Oho V'Nechmad, but you're the opposite. Shomer Nafsho Yerchak Misa. If you know the Shem Hashem, but you don't know it properly, so then something that you should stay away from. Amar Shmuel Mishpeh the Saba. Bavel Becheskas Ksheir Omedes. Bavel is Becheskas Kashrus, as we mentioned, as Shibadol Chabam Nifsola. Right? Miyuchas until proven puzzle. Sha'arat was Becheskas Puzzle in Omedes. Other lands are the opposite. They're puzzle until Shibadol Chabam Agnikshara. And you have to search out that it's their Kashr. Eretz Yisrael is in the middle. Mukhsak the puzzle. Puzzle, Mukhsak the Kashr, Kashr. So he asks the Gemara, what do you mean? So what's the given? Hagufa kasher. Amar milchle l'pasul pasul. You said milchle l'pasul is pasul. Hashtama kasher. But if it's a stam, no chazaki. Either way, it's kasher. V'hadatani milchle the kasher kasher. Hashtama pasul. So what's the stam by Eretz Yisrael? So Amar funa bar tachlifa mishmei the rav lo kasha. There's no question. The difference is whether they married yet or not. Kan la siyo isha, kan la hosi isha miyado. Before you get married, you should search it out. Right? You should assume pasul, so you should do research. But once you're married, then assume kasher. Amar Rav Yosef, kasher si chasu bebavel. Masiyin Loisha, anybody who talks like a Babylonian, with the accent, with the way they talk, right, then you could assume that from Bava, Masiyin Loisha. We have stories in Tanakh about people who talked in certain ways, Siboles and Shiboles. So anybody who talks like a Babylonian, you can assume they're kosher. But nowadays, when there's Ramayim in the world that accustom themselves to talk like others, so then, Chayshinan, we are Choshesh that... they are not from Bavel. Ze'iri, have a kamishtami minei Rabbi Yochanan. Ze'iri, one time, try to always stay away from Rabbi Yochanan. Davi Omar, le nasa barti. Rabbi Yochanan wanted him to marry his daughter. So he wanted to stay away from Rabbi Yochanan because he didn't want to marry his daughter because Rabbi Yochanan, right, Rashi quotes that they had Babylonian roots. Right, says the Rashi first skinny line. He's from Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yochanan. Obviously, it was from Eretz Yisrael, he went to Talmud Bavli, and he was from Bavel. So, Ze'iri did not want to marry Rabbi Yochanan's daughter. So, Yomachat, let's wait a minute. Yomachat, he calls the Urcha. One time, Ze'iri and Rabbi Yochanan were going on the way. Matul Urcha Madamaya, they came to a pool of water. Arkevil Rabbi Yochanan Akase, Ze'iri put Rabbi Yochanan on his shoulders, look on Marvel Lane, took him across the water. So, Amarle says Rabbi Yochanan to him, Uriyasang Sheira, Bantin Lok Sheirin, my Torah is good enough for you. Meaning, Shimusha, you'd be Mishavish Tam Chacham, but my daughter's not good enough for you? What's the problem? Right, so it relates to just the, what type of hierarchy and values people put on different reasons to get married and different reasons not to get married. It's talking about Rabbi Yochanan's daughter. Rabbi Yochanan's daughter you get to get married to. So you worry that he's from Eretz Yisrael, you're not sure about the Yichus? Rabbi Yochanan's daughter, wake up! Right, this relates to the note of Yehud that we'd like to mention in Eved Ezer, in Chelek Beis Simenayin Tes, where the question to him was, I'm going out with somebody who has the same name as my mother, you know, or a girl was going out with the same name as her father, it says Rabbi Yehuda Chassid that you shouldn't, so that's where he has his famous Shuva, where he talks about that Tzavar Rabbi Yehuda Chassid was only for his family, it wasn't for others, because after all, there are a lot of things in there that are against Shas, so it must be that he only wrote it for his family. But the second paragraph there is the Musar paragraph. He says, I don't understand what everybody always asks me these kind of kashas. The same name, the daughter, they don't ask me that he's big on Maaretz. They don't say, can I marry him? Because he's big on Maaretz, he doesn't know anything. I'm allowed to marry him. You know, there the Gemara says, if you marry your daughter to an Maaretz, you're like putting her in front of a lion. You're wrapping him down with rope on the train tracks. You know, that they don't ask me. They just ask me these technical questions. People don't have the priorities straight. V'tamahani al rova olam. Shalasis bitam la'am Maaretz. Who pashat that slum. Vein choshes limana. No problem. V'hu neged divrei chazal. Kamerkov to l'fenechle v'nari. V'lo hischatin him serve me rabbanon. But to marry to a great Talmud Chacham, she shmo kishma, heim shalim. V'lo So he says, Daiti says, start asking me good kashas. They are balmidas. People appropriate to daven to. That's all you got to daven. That's all you got to ask about. So here, Rabbi Yochanan says, you're getting to marry my daughter. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. So you worried about my yichus? So my Daiti, what's your problem? What are you worried about? Is it that the Mishnah says that all the Yochsin went up from Mibavel, but Atokonim Leviim Yisrael Kulus Ligu, did all the Konim Leviim leave? Meaning all the good ones went up? No, obviously some of them stayed behind. So just like all some Konim and Leviim Yisraelim stayed behind, so there's some Sulim stayed behind. Meaning you're not so perfect yourself. So Ishtamitze Hadam Rabbi Lazar, so Rabbi Yochanan didn't focus on that moment, but on what Rabbi Lazar says. As we mentioned, he did take up all the Psalm. Period. End of story. Ula iklulu pumpadisa lebe Rav Yehuda. One time Ula went to Pumpadisa and he saw Rav Yehuda. Chazil Rav Yitzchak braid Rav Yehuda, the god of El Nasiv. He met Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yehuda's son, who wasn't married and he was getting on in years. So Amalei, my time lo kaminsa lemar. It's a lebre. Rav Yehuda, why aren't you marrying off? Why aren't you finding a wife for your son? So Amalei, mi adin heichin insef. I can't find somebody who's so miyuchas. Who am I going to marry her off to? Who am I going to marry her off to? So Amalei Atu Anan Mi Adin Mehecha Kasinan. What do you mean? We're so great. We're with that. You're worried about who's going to do, but we have such great yichus. Dilma Mehanach. Maybe we're from the people. After all, we came from where the base of Midas was destroyed. So it says in Echa, the Chesiv Nashim B'Tzion Ino. There were women in Sion that were Meuna, that were forced to live with Goyim. B'Sulas Bara Yehuda. So maybe we're from them. So what are you so worried about? That you're so perfect? Right, the Marsha says, I thought he was so perfect. So, I'm sorry, the Pnei Yoshua. So, v'chitim overcome Eved Abba Batsu Avad Kasher. And if you say, oh, even if we're from that Pasuk, so still, our great-great-grandmothers were Jewish, so therefore it's not a problem. So, v'do mehanach, maybe we're from the following Pasuk, which were people, t'chsiv, behu, hashof, malmitos shein, those who lie on ivory beds, meaning fancy beds, v'sruchim arisosam. What does that mean? Rabbi Yosef Rechanina, elu b'nei adam shamashtinim mayim b'fnei mitosem arumim. People are not tzidius in their behaviors. They go to the bathroom right next to their beds without covering themselves. Umagadi b'Rabbi Yavo. We didn't finish here. Rabbi Yavo cursed this commentary, this pirush of the pasuk. Why? Because the continuation of the pasuk is that they went into galus for this. This is a reason to go into galus because you're not sinua next to your bed. Lachen ata yiglub rosh golim. Mishum demashtinim mayim b'fnei mitosem arumim yiglub rosh golim. Is that a reason to go into galus? So that can't be the pshat of the pasuk. El Amar Rabbi Yavo. Rabbi Yavo says this is what the pasuk means. Elu b'nei adam sheochlim v'shosim zemzeh. People who eat and drink with each other. Umadvikim mitosem zubazu, and they put their beds next to each other. Umachlif v'nishosem zemzeh, and they switch wives with each other. That's a reason to go into galus. Umasrichin arisosem b'shech vazer shein shalahem, and they're all mezana and they all have shech vazer all over the beds. That's a disgusting situation. So says Reb, says the one to the other. So maybe we're from them. Maybe we're from them, and now we're talking about Golas Rishon, Bais Rishon. So Amarlei, Heichi Nevid. So he says, so what am I supposed to do? So who am I supposed to marry? Give me advice. So Amarlei, Zilbach Hashtikusa. Go after a quiet family. You got a quiet family, a family that doesn't fight, that's all you got to do. Ki hai debatki b'nei ma'arava, like they used to check in Eretz Yisrael. Ki minsu betrei b'hadi adadi. If two people started getting into a fight, Chazu Heminai adekadim, v'shasek, who got quiet first? Who gave in? Amri Haimuchasvei. He's more of a miyuchas, and that's the one that you should take. Amarav, shtikuse de Babel haniyuchusa. The quiet ones in Babel, those are the ones that are miyuchas. Eini, is this really true? Voikla Rav, ubadak behu, Rav checked him out. Maila biyuchusa, doesn't that mean Rav checked the yuchus? So the answer is no, lo b'shtikuse, he checked who was quiet. Hachi kamalo, he used to say, biduku, ishaski, lo shaski. He used to say, are they, go check the quiet families. The quiet families are the best ones. The ones that don't get into fights. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Imra Isa, Shnei B'nei Adam Shemizgarim Zebazeh. If you see two people fighting, Shemetz Pasul Yesh Be'echan Mehem, it must be that one of them has a problematic psul. Ven Minichan Osol Lidavik Echad B'chaveiro. It must be a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Siyata Deshmai, is making them get into a fight so they don't marry each other. You see, a zivuk is not happening. It must be b'nei shemayim. Hashem's not letting it happen. Similarly, Amrim Shem and Levi, Amrisa Shem Mishpachos, Amizgaru Zubazu, two families, Shemetz Psul Yesh Ba'achas Mehen, Ve'menichus Lo Deve B'chaverta. And it's not meant to be. The Marsha says, interesting, the first statement is about two people, the second statement is about two families. So maybe the second person argues because, you know, two people fighting, everybody fights. There's always fights. Two whole families fighting with each other, that's more unusual. And therefore, if it's two families that are fighting, that must be from Shamayim. Says the Ben Yehoyada. It's interesting. It doesn't just say Im Shnayim, Im Reisa Shnayim, Shemizgarim. It says Shnei Bnei Adam or Shnei Mishpachos. maybe that's telling us, says the Ben Yoyada, that we're talking about people here who are exactly the same level in society. Shnei b'nei adam, shnei mishpachos, meaning it's people who should, the marriage should work, there's no reason not to. They're shave b'kavod, they're shave b'ramah, they're shave exactly where they are in society. So it should work. That's the emphasis, and it's not working. That's how you know it must be min hashamayim. Amar bi papa, saba mishmei derav, bavel bria. Bavel is very healthy in their yichus. Meshan mesa, meshan's dead, meaning they're terrible, terrible yichus. Madai chola, madai is sick. That means they have some that are not miyuchas, but most of them are miyuchas. That's why they're sick, but we paskin, most people, sick people get better. Elam goseses, Elam has rove that are not miyuchas, so that's like what it says, goses, because rove goses in lamisa. Umamin cholon goshesin, rove cholon lachayim, rove goses in lamisa. As it says, the first line in Meseches Smachas, rove cholon lachayim, rove goses in lamisa. I mentioned before the line, the beginning of Maseches Smachos, which is all about Hilchas Avelos, the first line is, HaGoseis HaRehiu K'chai L'chol Davar. We paskin Rov Goseis in Lamisa. But at the moment that the Goseis is a Goseis, he's a Chai. We have to treat him like a Chai. But there is a little three-line brisa that's printed at the top of the Maseches Smachos. And the Mefarshim ask, you know, what is Maha Kesher? What does this have to do with it? What is the Brisa? So I mentioned this before. The Brisa says, Hashem did Makas Bachoros. And the Brisa says, Hashem did Makas Bachoros Bachatzi Alayla. And then it says, Biyoma Kosi Kol Bachar. Hashem did it by day. So which is it? So says Rabbi Yochanan, even though he hit the Makas Mavis Bachatzi Alayla, Haysonafsham Mifarperis Bahem Adaboker. They didn't die till the morning. So the Brisa says, Hashem smote them at night, but they didn't die till the morning. So what is this doing in the beginning of Maseches Machas? This is a Hagdama, and then it goes into a Goseis Erev L'Chai L'Chol Davar, and says what you do with the Goseis, what you do with Avelis. So says the Nachlas Yaakov in the bottom of the page. He says the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Lametes, Asur not be Korus, Esther be Avahu. It says your God is a Kohen, V'yichu li Truma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Kohen. When he buried Moshe Rabbeinu, how did he tovel himself? That was what the Apikaris asked Rabbi Avahu. And if you want to tell me, he said, water, the Pasuk says in Navi that there's no water that can fit Hashem. So the Hebrew Rabbi Avahu answered, in fire. Kinei Hashem be'esh yavo. Fine. Fine, so right, so that's fire is even better kashering than water. And Tosfos there asks, how was he metami himself in the, how, eich nitma, how was he metami himself, the Yisrael nikru banim lamakom. No, because he was metami himself, but many Yisrael are banim lamakom, and therefore you're allowed to metami yourself for a family member. So, fine. So now says the Nachlas Yaakov, but how he was metami himself by the guy, by Makas Bachoros. Makas Bachoros, how he was metami himself for Moshe Rabbeinu, because banim lamakom, it's a family member for a Kohen. So how did he kill the Makas Bachoros, though? How did he kill them? He was metami himself. He killed them. So the answer is they didn't die right away. They didn't die right away. He smote them at Chatzos. They didn't die till the next morning. And until they die, when you're a Goseis, you're not Tama yet. HaGoseis HaRei Yukachai L'Chol Dvarav. That's the lead-in to the first line of Maseches Machos. Goseis HaRei Yukachai L'Chol Dvarav. But even though that's true, Rov Goseis in his Lamisa. But they're still considered a Chai B'Shaita. Says the Gemara. Next. The rest of the Amid is geography. Anechani Bavel. So we're talking about Bavel, a special Yichas. So what are the parameters and the borders of Bavel. So Rav Amar Ad Nahar Azak, Shmuel Amar Ad Nahar Yonai, La'el B'Diglas Adhecha, the top of the Diglas, the top of the Tigris River, how far does Bavel go up? Rav Amar Ad Bagda V'Avna, Shmuel Amar Ad Moshchani. V'lo Moshchani B'chlal, Moshchani is not included, V'Amar B'Chia Bar Abba Amar Shmuel Moshchani Ahariku Golo L'Yuchsin. It's like Golo, it's like Bavel regarding Yuchsin. Ela Ad Moshchani, Moshchani B'chlal, it is included. V'Tachlas B'Diglas Adhecha, how far down the Tigris is Bavel? Amar Rav Shmuel, Amar Rav Shmuel, Ad Apamya Tata, until the lower Apamya, Tarti Apamya having, there were two Apamyas, Chada Ilasa v'chada Tisyasa, so one upper, one lower, Chada Ksher v'chada Psula, one kosher and one pasul, Uben Chada l'chada Parson, there was a Parson in between each one, V'kakati Adad, they don't want to get mixed up with each other, they were Makbid, V'afilu Nur l'moshli Adad, they never even gave it flame to each other, because they didn't want to get mixed up who was kosher, who was pasul. V'simanech, D'psulta had Mishtaya Mishnas, how do you know which one is pasul? The one that talked Mishnas, meaning the one that was closer to Meishan, which we already mentioned, Meishan is Misa, the one that has very problematic Yichus. So that's how you know which one is possible. La'el b'prasad hecha, how far up the Euphrates is Bavel? Rav Amar ad Akra to Tolbanki, Yishwal Amar ad Gishra de Bepras, Rav Yochanan Amar ad Mavris to Gizma. Fine. So light, Abaye v'tem Rav Yosef, had the Rav Abaye or Rav Yosef was very upset at Rav. Adarav, because he was so makel. Adarav lied to Shmuel lo yait. Wasn't Shmuel even more makel? He gives an even larger border. No. Ella lied to Adarav because she had the Shmuel. Number one, maybe he was lied even on Rav. So surely a Shmuel will give an even bigger border. He buys Sema or not. Liolam Adarav lied to the Shmuel lo yait. Really, he wasn't upset about Shmuel. Why? The Gishra, the Repras, litatoe havikoi, because the border of Shmuel moved over time. The bridge by Bay Pras, it used to be lower. The Persians lifted it up and raised it. So therefore, when Shmuel said it, it was a smaller border, smaller dimensions than Rav. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Brother Hashem, we'll just finish.